Good afternoon, everyone. This is Larry, and I'm doing the podcast a little early because we had a change of venue schedules today. I was supposed to go to Springfield earlier on, and it got set back to leave at 6:30 tonight, so we wouldn't be able to do the podcast at 6 because I'm getting ready to head out to Springfield, which is a two-hour drive. So today I want to talk about I sent out a message to everyone. It was a message from 2008 entitled, America is Weighed in the Balances and Found Wanting. And I would encourage you to listen to that if you got it on your email. America is Weighed in the Balances and Found Wanting. You can actually find that on our Sermon Audio website if you go to sermonaudio.com/housechurch. And put that title in the search bar, you'll be able to find it. It was August 8, 2008. So listen to that message. I think it's was a forewarning of what we see right now. Back then, everybody was talking about sports and going out and getting their SUVs and going out to the soccer games and going out to fancy restaurants and buying expensive speedboats and all kind of things. They're not talking about that anymore. They're not talking about it anymore. America is not the same country it was 2 years ago. God has gotten a lot of people's attention. The only people that he's really gotten the attention of, though, is God's elect. They're the ones that are hearing. They're the ones their eyes have been open, they're the ones that their ears have been listening to the truth of what we're talking about. Babylon has fallen. And it's become a cage of evil birds. And, you know, we're not living in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're living in the land of the wimps and the home of the slaves. We're no longer living in a country that has so-called freedom of religion and so-called inalienable rights and so-called pursuing happiness. How many are pursuing happiness wearing a mask around, getting shot every month, jabbed in your arm? You know, with Pfizer 1, Pfizer 2, and now booster shots too. How many have listened to Pope Francis blabbing off at the mouth about everybody needs to love their neighbor and take the jab? Pope Francis, go into a cave and shut up. The Roman Catholic Church is the mother that rides the beast. Pope Francis is Antichrist, along with all the other popes of the centuries. We don't need your mouth telling everybody to get the jab, Pope Francis. Shut up. You false prophet, you. And that goes along with everybody else who is telling everybody to get the jab. You're telling people to get vaccinated, you're actually proclaiming, you're actually putting out lies, and you're endorsing murder. So if you want to be an endorser of murder, just keep putting out that false narrative. People who are taking this jab or have a spike protein that's causing all kinds of health issues. Over 200,000 people have died in the United States by taking the jab. Now, this is all ordained by God. This is a judgment, not only on this nation, but on the world. On Europe, Australia, Germany, France, and everywhere else that's being overrun by this craziness. And the lockdown, you know, and the social distancing, and requiring children to wear a mask all day when they go to school, is absolutely asinine. You know, this is total idiot thinking. These people are supposed to be intelligent people, and they're proclaiming all of these lies. well, I'm glad to know that I know the one who is the Father of truth. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Take off your mask and throw it in the trash. Stop social distancing and listening to all of this hash. Don't take the jab. Say no, my friend. And then you might have a better end. That's kind of my thoughts tonight. You know? Come out from them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. You want all this poison in your body? Do you want aborted fetuses in your body? All this poison? You want an RNA, genetic changing substance in your body? Do you want to be owned by the New World Order? Do you want to be tracked like a dog? I mean, I know people say, wow, he's really on a rant tonight. Yes, I am. And if you don't like it, turn me off. Push the old delete button because I'm going to speak my peace. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth it, I give unto you. Jesus Christ said that the time would come when they would no longer endure sound doctrine, but they would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they will be turned unto fables. That's what we're experiencing. They will be turned unto fables. Old wives' tales. I told a gal in the Walmart, she had a box of masks, and I said, you know what, those masks might make really good coffee filters. Take the diaper off your face, people. Well, I don't plan on wearing a diaper on my face, and I don't plan on taking a jab by the grace of God. And I'm certainly not practicing social distancing. And if you come to my house, you do not have to wear a mask. And if you have been vaccinated, you're not welcome in my home. Did you hear me? If you've been vaccinated, you're not welcome in my home, and you're not welcome in our church. And if you've had the vaccination, get out of my car. And if you've had the vaccination, stay away from me. I don't want your poison dripping all over me and your aborted body parts sipping out all over the place. Get out of the way. You know? And I think that we should form a... Have you ever thought about this? I think what we ought to form is a vaccination-free nation. Did you hear me? A vaccination-free nation. The only ones that can be involved in that nation are vaccination-free. And you have to, at the border of our vaccination-free nation, you have to prove that you have not been vaccinated. If you have succumbed to the beast system, get out of our nation. We don't want you. And we'll have a vaccination-free nation flag. And what the flag will have a big hypodermic needle, and it will have a circle with a line through the vaccination needle, and on the flag it will say, not welcome here. That will be our flag that will fly over our nation. A vaccination-free nation. Maybe we'll just start right here in Pineville, the vaccination-free nation of Pineville. And if you've been vaccinated, stay out of Pineville. Stay off of Route 90 in Pineville. Don't come down this Highway 90. Just stay off Highway 90. This is a vaccination-free nation. okay? And no mask wearing. We want to see your face, okay? And by the way, no social distancing practiced here in the vaccination-free nation. How do you like them apples? Well, anyway, that's on my mind tonight. May the good Lord bless you. This is Predestination Update. God has predestinated all things that have happened, including our vaccination-free nation. God bless you.